you guys can see, Ben Tate is with us now. This is pretty fun. Done a lot of great things in the NFL. He had 900-plus yards last year. He's on his way this year, just a bit, to do some great things as well. So let's open things up. Ben, I'll lead off the questioning. First things first, how are you feeling as far as Sunday is concerned?
I'm feeling pretty good. Excited. Ready to play against the Ravens. You know, that's where I'm from, Maryland, so I'm excited to play against the home team.
Yeah, you're from the eastern shore of Maryland. You go across the Chesapeake Bay, you go into Baltimore. But growing up, were you a huge Ravens fan or no?
Not at all. I was a Cowboys fan.
Uh-oh.
Emmitt Smith.
But things have changed now. Well, we're going to open things up to the rest of the folks here on the Google Plus Hangout. You guys, just fire away. Let Ben have it.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hey, I was actually curious. Do you guys, as the Texans, do y'all have any offensive packages that have you and Arian Foster on the field at the same time? I figured that might actually cause a lot of mismatches for defenses.
We actually do have a package. We used it once against the Dolphins, but we haven't used it since then.
Hey, Ben, one of the cool things about you is your social media involvement. I mean, I think we got our first exposure to it really when you were drafted, the second round draft pick, and we saw the video of your house just erupting afterwards. I mean, what's the deal with you and social media? Because not all players are as engaged as you are.
It's something that I like doing, just to interact with the fans so they kind of get to know me as a person, who I am. Because sometimes, you know, you can be portrayed as somebody a little different or, you know, this or that. And I feel like if my fans know who I am, you know, as a person, then after a while, no matter what the media says about me, you know, they'll have a sense of, you know, if it's true or not. So I think for reasons like that helps. And then also, too, I just, you know, I like having fun with it. I like, you know, seeing what the fans have to say, you know, good or bad. Because, I mean, a lot of times they'll talk and say things and, you know, it's just entertainment.
Do you get any input on how running plays are set up? None?
None at all.
What I noticed is, and I mean, this is not just for you or Arian or Forsett, but I noticed sometimes, the snap will be made and then there's like no lane and y'all are forced to, you know, make a play, and it sucks, you know? There's, like, no lane. And I'll be watching, like, a Steelers versus whoever game, and the way they set up a lane is brilliant. Like, you got the guys moving everybody to the side, and then somebody will just shoot straight up the pocket, and it's just brilliant. I mean, is there any way you can...
Well, when you look at teams like that, it's a difference in schemes. You know, when you see a team like the Steelers, they're like what you call like a gap scheme, which means they run like power and things like that. What we run is called the zone scheme. So everything tends to be going sideways in the back half of the line. If you're running to the right, you want the front half to get stretched, and the back half, you want them to kind of – that's why you see those guys all falling to the ground, kind of cutting people off. And that's how we, you know, that's how we get our lanes. And with this offense, it's either you're going to get like some huge lanes. You see, sometimes, you know, you'll see Arian run and it won't get touched until he's 10 yards on the field. So with our scheme, you can create some huge lanes, but then sometimes it's like it's either those huge lanes or sometimes you get nothing at all.
Well, listen, we hate to break this up, but Ben's got to get in there and answer some questions from the media. He's also got to do a little work in the locker room as well. But we really appreciate y'all joining us. Ben, you most of all, thanks so much for the time, and hope to see you guys again sometime for another Google Plus Hangout.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, see you all.
Hey, man, thanks.